The Game and Fish Commission meets for the first time in 2026. Details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission held its first meeting of 2026 at the Wyoming Game and Fish Department headquarters in Cheyenne last month. The meeting included several presentations on upcoming initiatives and efforts the department has in place. The commission approved a change to policy to allow for the department to move forward in offering a fully online hunter education course option for those over 18 that's anticipated to go live in early 2027. As with all Game and Fish hunter education courses, the online course will meet International Hunter Education Association standards. Wyoming accepts hunter education certificates from all U.S. states, Canadian provinces, and Mexico, and requires all hunters born on or after January 1, 1966, to carry proof of their hunter education certification with them in the field when they're hunting. Beginning in 2027, Game and Fish plans to transition from an annual hunting season setting process to a three-year cycle to improve data analysis and provide greater regulatory stability for hunters and outfitters. This shift aims to refocus public engagement from traditional annual meetings to more meaningful, informal public engagement while maintaining flexibility to implement emergency changes for unforeseen events like severe winters or disease outbreaks. Following 2026, the department expects to formally approve and launch the first multi-year cycle in January 2027. The commission also heard an informal presentation outlining the 2026 mule deer conservation strategy. Building on the success of the mule deer initiative adopted by the commission in 2007, the strategy will serve to identify priority actions and coordinate the department's approach to habitat conservation and herd management over the next 5 years. The plan sets significant financial goals, including $50 million annually to protect intact working lands and $75 million to treat 1 million acres of invasive species. The strategy prioritizes connectivity by earmarking $50 million for high-priority wildlife crossings and $15 million to convert 500 miles of fencing to wildlife-friendly designs. The next Game and Fish Commission meeting is March 18th and 19th in Torrington. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.